And then I says to Jermaine, I says, that's not a high caliber 40 round rifle. That's my wife. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay. Actually, getting on to serious business, did you know that we were on, Chewie mentioned us on the Manipool.
What?
He did.
Holy fucking shit.
I know, I'm serious, dude. This is the breakout moment we've been waiting for.
Oh, finally.
This is going to be the greatest thing.
Finally.
The greatest thing since sliced bread and or jokes about wives.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on, I need to play the clip for you. Listen to this. Listen to this. He talks about us.
Oh, my gosh.
I've taken to where I don't even pay attention to a podcast, even though, like, Clues is doing Card Advantage and Chaos is doing Four Guys Play Magic.
Woo!
Oh my gosh.
Mentioned us. Holy crap. Dude, we have hit the big time.
Oh, we are up there.
We've been mentioned by probably the single greatest podcast of... The single greatest magic podcast... The single greatest casual magic podcast featuring a guy named Chewie.
That is huge.
That's big. I mean, this is big news,
I
man.
Need to say... Holy f***ing shit.
You already said that once. I'm going to have to bleep it. I don't even care.
It's amazing.
I'm just this happy
I know.
What's going on.
It's so exciting.
Wait, hang on. There's more.
Really?
Okay, let's listen to what else he said. He probably says even more good things about us.
Wait
a minute. Let's listen.
So.
I'm not even going to pay any attention to them until they hit 10.
What?
Until they hit what?
What?
Episode 10? What the f***? Dude, we have been pouring our heart and soul and mind and spirit into this show, trying everything we can to just get this done, and this is what he says? Are you serious?
I'm about to cry.
You know what? I'm not going to stand for it. I'm getting Chewie on the show. I'm getting Chewie on the show right now. Chewie, get on the show right now.
So I said that was not a 40 Gorilla Brand?
Brought you on the show.
My light just magical went out.
magical
All sorts of scary stuff is happening right now.
Dude, I already told you. When I said I'm getting Chewie on the show, what I actually did is I summoned the spirits of the arcane. The dark, unholy pact of the Halloween spirits. And now I have channeled his voice into our eardrums.
I don't know if I'm comfortable hanging out with you anymore if I know you can do that.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's legit.
Okay.
Wait, did you just say that I was the dark... spirit of whatever hell.
Chewie, shut up. You're bad at this game.
I really am.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Four Guys Play Magic. I am your ubiquitous and most unholy of hosts, Joseph A., also known as Chaos Control and Gundara, around various intershell territories. And with me is a guy who also plays magic. At least one guy, maybe more. Dave.
Hey, I'm Dave. Also known as the Slender Man, and it's funny because I'm not.
He's not slender
at
all.
You get it?
I do. For anyone not knowing what we're talking about, you should go play a game. It's called Slender Man.
Slender.
It's just called Slender. Just go play it. It's really a fun game. It's filled with magical sunshine, stars, and it's got ponies in it, too.
There's lots of ponies.
You should play
and
don't worry about anything in it being terrifying or scary.
Not at all.
I'm scared of pony.
Hey, speaking of ponies... look at that. We've got a dork with us on the show. What a weird coincidence.
Oh, hi there.
Chewie, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Chewie. I am not the lead dork.
That introduction was almost John caliber.
It was almost on the caliber of John.
Yeah.
You're very close to unexciting introductions.
Worst intro of the show.
Nice.
You're tied.
You know, we were looking at pulling you onto the show just to get the 18 to 25... demographic, but it's really not working out so far.
No.
Instead, you're pulling us like the 9 to 14 teeny bopper girl demographic.
Sweet.
In your tight jeans and with your auto-tuned voice.
And your quaff.
Gross.
Oh.
Why would I pull the 18 to 25? I'm older than that.
Because you're into younger... No.
Oh, no.
Let's just stop right there. Thank you. Okay, we do have some things to talk about today. Yes, as you have found out, I have Chewie on the show because I'm making a shameless attempt to grab... I don't know, I'm just whoring the show out. Yeah. Let's just put it that way.
Who is Chewie, by the way, for those who don't know?
Does that mean Chris Lanfell will be on soon?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if my body is ready for that yet. Chewie, do you want to actually introduce yourself? Like, maybe tell people who might not be familiar with you about yourself a little bit?
Sure. Hi, I'm Chewie. And I... did you like the pause? I left that pause just for you.
That was a nice pause. I thought you were stopping there again.
That's why I paused. Yeah. I am the creator and host of the Mana Pool, a very long-lasting casual magic podcast. We're about to hit 5 years,
mm-hmm.
which means we all have absolutely no life.
Mm-hmm. We still have things to talk about.
Because
we're on episode 8, and we don't even know what to talk about anymore.
Oh, man, around episode 8, we were scrambling.
Okay.
It's weird. You hit a wall. I turned my light back on. You hit a wall, and you run out of things to talk about, so you start making crap up, and it's terrible. And then, eventually, all of a sudden, you realize, wow, we will never run out of things to talk about ever, and it's the damnedest thing how that happens. Can I say damnedest? I just did, twice.
That's fine.
You can say damnedest, you just can't say fuck shit.
Goddamn cocksucker motherfucker.
Cunt is probably out
whore.
Of just way
no,
out
whore's
there.
Okay.
Whore's okay.
Should we, like, insert a George Carlin clip here?
Right?
It'd be fine.
I'm also the host of Monday Night Magic. I've been there for right around a year now, which floors me. That's a even longer lasting magic news show that started. We're about to hit 6 years, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I've only been there for a year. When Tom stepped down, they gave it to me. And even more recently than that, I post the vast majority of shows to the MTGCast network, where you're hearing this.
So if I'm getting this correctly, it's been a year, and so it's almost been a year since you've been on there, and
something like that.
And yet the MTGCast site still says if you donate at least $1, Tom will read anything on Monday Night Magic.
Yeah, well, I have no control over the website itself, unfortunately.
You might want to have a word with Otwell about updating.
Dude, the auto tweet, the auto tweet when we post something to the show or to the site. And it tweets about it. It still says Tom Gustafson. I'm like, really? And I've asked both of them, can we change the name on this, please?
Nope.
And they're both like, la, 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 can't hear you, fear change. I'm like,
I don't like change.
I don't like change. I guess we know how they'll be voting this presidential election. Whoa. I don't get it.
Get it? And we're going to talk about black?
Oh.
What a segue. So
nailed it.
Speaking of Barack Obama... Okay, on today's Let's Learn segment, we're going to talk about black. That's right, the darkest of dark colors.
Being as it's going to be Halloween soon.
Yeah, it is going to be Halloween pretty soon. Actually, right. Hopefully... How is what? Halloween racist?
Oh, I don't know.
You just... don't bring your witty interjections into this show, sir.
That is super hot.
Okay. Interjections. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Okay, we're going to talk about black. Black as... it is defined by nothing ever.
Ever.
Is, I don't know, what does the color stand for in the Magic Multiverse? It stands for death, decay.
Decay, yeah.
Darkness, shadow.
Greed.
Greed. Blacky, black, dark soul. Darkness as I write my poems and blood on my...
cut my wrists and go cry in the corner.
Paper, yeah. Yeah, it's the emo color.
Yeah.
That
well,
sounds about right.
Aside from Jace, but...
yeah.
Aside from Jace. Jace is kind of a weird... He's, you know how we talked about the color pie transitioning?
Yeah.
Jace is kind of the emo of black.
Yes.
Moving into other colors.
Yeah. As yeah, a, no, I think he hit the nail on the head, though, with what it kind of represents. Yeah.
Well, you know, just going into the flavor of black, you know, as we talked about on our first episode, the artwork for the cards is a big part of it.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Almost every black card you see, the artwork for it is dark.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Extremely dark.
Yeah, you know, uses a lot of grays and blacks.
Well,
and
not just color.
But, no, yeah, I mean the content too.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely, you're 100% correct. But I don't think you know a color that uses a skull as its mana symbol is going to have butterflies and ponies dancing around. You know what I mean? I mean,
it might.
It might, but probably not.
I'm scared.
It's fine. It's okay, Chewie. We'll hold your hand through this segment.
I'm not holding his hand.
I will.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
I'm not.
That's hot.
Hey. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, you've got, I mean, back, Chewie, you can probably elaborate on this a bit better than I can, but back in the day, when they ended up, like, didn't they abolish, like, demons and devils as a creature type for a while?
Excuse me, I muted right before I belched and forgot to unmute.
That's fine.
Yes, demons were a big thing. Well, I mean, when it was first printed, Lord of the Pit was a demon, so there was that. But at some point, public outcry, because people are stupid, led to demons being removed from the game.
Was it by proxy? Did it have to do with the whole, like, Dungeons & Dragons thing? Like, those kids that went missing or something, or some kid died, and they thought it was linked to that? Like, wasn't it kind of like an offshoot of that?
I have no idea. I don't know if it was a direct result of anything else, or if they were just trying to make it slightly more family-friendly. Because goodness knows demons aren't family-friendly, I guess.
Well, and they ended up replacing them with horrors, right?
Yeah, there were horrors, and I guess primarily horrors, weren't there?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of scary things, but any sort of random scary thing became a horror instead of a demon, so, eh.
Sure.
Well, and then in Onslaught Block, they brought them back with Grinning Demon and made us all happy. He's grinning because he's happy to be back.
Awesome. Well, but it has, I mean, it certainly points towards black as a color, though. I mean, if you have a color that was so intensely dark and disturbing that they actually had to, like, retcon a creature type out of it for a while, then, I don't know, I'd say you're on the right track for dark and disturbing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would say black is relatively famous for having some of the gorier pictures, too.
Oh, definitely. Some of my favorites.
Trying to think.
And not just gory, but disturbing. Like,
yeah.
Do you remember the new art for, Distress?
The bald guy
with the little bald guy running across his face.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Of course I'm sure I've gone mad. The little man who crawled out of my eye was quite clear on this. No, like, that's certainly one. I'm trying to think there was... I think it's actually called Disembowel. Yeah?
Oh my gosh.
Destroy target creature with converted mana cost X. This came out of Ravnica, and it's got a demon getting its guts blown out the back of it.
Like, I hate it when that happens.
You can actually... Yeah, isn't that the worst?
And then you see the little...
I enjoy the little demon in the back that's like, oh, shit, I'm out of here, motherfucker. Fire. Damn.
But yeah, even going to newer cards, too. You know, what is it, Victim of the Night?
Victim
destroy
of the Night.
Destroy non-vampire, non-werewolf.
Buh.
Or is it, yeah.
Yeah, non-vampire, non-werewolf, non-zombie.
Yeah.
Terror.
Oh, that's wicked.
Yeah, one of the newer arts for Terror. I want to see when it started.
Oh, with that weird... skeleton barfing a muscle or
yeah,
whatever,
I
can't even remember.
It's essentially got a dude that's like the three parts of the skin kind of like going in a circle around each other. So it's like the skeleton barfing out the skin, barfing out the muscle, barfing out the skeleton. It's all just the circle of life, you know?
That is insane.
Yeah, black has got some art to it.
Yeah.
I guess Terror could kind of bring us into like one of the first tenets of black is destroy.
Yes.
I mean... black is almost ubiquitous with the destroy effect.
Yep.
With your other colors, every once in a while you'll get like a destroy target permanent, like we talked about Beast Within for our green segment, or you'll get like a destroy target artifact or enchantment, but for straight up destroy target creature, black is like the place
to
go.
Absolutely. Right. It also seems though that they have a lot of stipulations on them as well.
A lot of times. But that was a common element back in the day. Like,
okay.
Back when they were still kind of ironing everything out, they didn't... I think that their concern was they didn't want to print a card that was too good.
Right.
So, like, Terror has been around since Alpha and Beta.
Mm-hmm.
So having a card that's converted mana cost 2, a colorless black to destroy a creature at instant speed, and it can't be regenerated, they have to have some sort of stipulation.
Right.
So that's why they did the non-artifact, non-black.
Bury target creature.
Yeah, back in the day, it was just... they just said bury.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, actually.
Well, you know, it makes sense. It's a graveyard.
It's a graveyard. You're burying the creature, it looks like it started in Magic 2010 is when they came out with Doomblade. And that one is destroy target non-black creature.
Mm-hmm.
So it lost the non-artifact stipulation, but it also lost the can't be regenerated stipulation.
Right.
Which is something they've been moving away from quite a bit.
What's that? The not can't,
not,
be,
can't
regenerated?
Be regenerated?
Really?
Yeah. Fewer and fewer cards are showing that. But at the same time,
That's why Day of Judgment is out instead of Wrath of God.
Yeah. Well, fewer and fewer cards are actually able to regenerate anymore. But, I mean, we've seen a few examples of cards that can regenerate that are a pain in the ass to get rid of, like Thrun. Blew. Thrun was bad.
Yeah.
Thanks for typing that, Chewie. We appreciate it.
I'm a helper. So. Black has always had the... It's not just a back-in-the-day thing. Like, destroy target creature with no stipulations wasn't printed until, like, recently. What is it? Magic 2013.
Murder.
I remember when they showed it, I was floored. I was like, wow, this has never been printed before. Well, the hell?
I think that the destroy target creature with no stipulation on it at that low of a cost, that's certainly the first time it's been printed. But Black has had access to it before. I mean, sometimes through other effects, but like you've got Avatar of Woe can knock something out by tapping. Whoa! You know, Bone Splinters, you've got a sack of creature that originally came out in Shards of Alara, but that one lets you destroy a creature at the cost of a creature and a black mana. I don't know. I mean, it's a balancing act, though. It always comes down to how is this going to be fair. I mean, if they printed destroy target creature at black, you know, like just one mana,
right,
that would be way too good.
Right, right.
There wouldn't be a single deck that wouldn't run that.
No, no.
Mono white decks probably wouldn't.
Well,
I think they'd find a way to fit it in.
You're probably right.
They just put little plain symbols over the swamp symbols.
That works.
Yeah,
they just tape it onto the card. I think that's legal.
Yeah, it's totally legal.
They have to take white out to the border of the card to make it white instead of black, but it's fine.
It will work. They could do it.
Are you guys playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Over there?
Huh?
Maybe.
Anyway, they sound like Yu-Gi-Oh! Rules.
Oh.
We might be.
Joey, that didn't make any sense. What are you talking about?
What?
What?
What kind of show do you think this is? You think we know what Yu-Gi-Oh! Is and or what your references are referenced to?
God, I sure don't know. Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's why I said
I've certainly never played some evolution. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, so removal is a big thing for Black. Beyond removal, like beyond destroy effects, Black has also been a master of giving things like penalties, like giving it a -/-, or hurting its power, hurting its toughness, or both. Just straight out killing it because you're making it shrivel up and die by giving it -10/-10 or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just by proxy. I mean, it makes sense because you, black being the color of death and decay, you literally are leeching the life.
Right. Yeah.
Ew.
Speaking of leeching life, what is, like, Tendrils of Corruption? That's one that I'm thinking of. What's the X spell that you can only spend swamps on that's been around since forever?
Drain Life was the original. Consume Spirit is the more recent version.
Consume Spirit's the quote-unquote fixed one?
Yes.
Looks like they do the same thing. Almost. Yeah, Consume Spirit and Drain Life, those are flavorful. I mean, you deal damage and you gain life off of it, so you're literally sapping the life force out of something. Yeah. But you can only spend black mana this way. Don't make me wag my finger at you. So yeah, black has a little bit of access to life gain, not nearly as much as white.
Oh, definitely not. Well, and you're also looking at, you know, lifelink for a few.
Yep, they've got, like, some vampire bats and stuff will carry a lifelink on them.
Yep.
Black can gain life, but usually only at the expense of other things.
Correct.
True.
So, like, lifelink works because you're hurting something, a creature or an opponent, to gain life.
Right.
The consumed spirit, drain life, corrupt, tendrils of corruption, that sort of thing, it's damage for life. And then there's a few others, I can't remember the name of the card that... removes exiles cards from graveyards, and you gain that much life. But I can't remember what it's called.
I have no idea on that one.
I don't either.
Sanguine Bond, though. That was whenever you gain life, target opponent loses that much life. I mean, it can go the other way, too. That's like an enchantment. So yeah, it's all about give and take, you know.
This card?
Sure.
Yes.
So, talking from...
Suffer the Past, that's the one.
Is that the exile from graveyard?
Yeah. It was killing.
Oh, that's not bad. Shoot, that would be good in today's meta, almost. Like, instant speed, by the way, Snapcaster Mage, you're useless now. Hang on while I neuter you. So, discard effects. So going from the flavor of Magic, your hand, like if you're going with the illusion that each player is a Planeswalker or a Wizard or whatever you're going to do, your hand is... the spells that you currently have in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what you're storing, this is what you've brought forth, and what you're ready to cast once you've got the energy to do it, the mana to do it. And discard is, it's certainly a very black trait, because you are attacking the person's mind directly.
Right, right.
It's like you're using, you know, what is the ubiquitous mind rot? I don't know why I can't talk right now. Mind rot. You are literally making the person's brain rot away and destroying the spells that they have access to.
And, you know, even on that level, that definitely still embodies the color of black.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's psychological. It's not only are you trying to destroy spirit and flesh, but you're trying to destroy mind
right,
as well.
Right.
And that works. I mean,
just
that's
overall,
what this character
does. Overall.
Yeah. Overall, just an unpleasant time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're on the receiving end of black, you're probably not in a good spot.
No.
Ooh. I just realized what I just said.
Yep, yep.
Whoopsie.
Ooh.
That's terrible.
Let's not worry about that.
Also, Death Touch.
Death Touch is a bit more recent, but yeah.
Yeah, it's still a part of the game.
It's certainly still a part of the game, and other colors do have access to it, too, as well.
Mm.
But it's Death Touch is almost like an extension of Poison.
Oh.
It's more... it's black. I mean, you've got a lot of, like, scorpions and insects and things that could certainly carry venom with them, but... That works.
I don't play a lot of other colors other than black.
Death.
Yeah.
Fear?
Hey.
Hey. Don't forget about fear and by proxy intimidate. Which is the lame version of fear.
It's a different music.
Fear is essentially black intimidate. What intimidate is it's whatever color
it is,
card it is,
right, it can.
Only that color can block.
Right.
So fear was always black and colorless.
Mm-hmm.
So, black creature or artifact creature can block a creature with fear.
Mm.
But you could have a red creature with fear on it, and that would still mean a black and a colorless. Now that you've got intimidate, it has to do with the color that it is. So if a blue creature has intimidate, only blue and artifact can block it.
Interesting.
But fear's been around for since forever. And I'd almost say it's better than intimidate, because if you get intimidate on a multicolored card, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, what can block this? Almost everything? Okay.
Yeah. How often has that happened, though?
Several times.
Really?
Recently, I can think of Immerwolf was out of Dark Ascension.
Oh, yeah.
Intimidate
on
it, and it was red and green.
Right.
So a red creature or a green creature or an artifact creature could block it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I want to see a five-color creature with Intimidate on it.
Oh, yeah.
Define useless. Huh.
Well, it could not be blocked by Eldrazi.
Oh.
If you're trying to sneak past some Eldrazis, that's five-colored... Intimidate will do it.
That's actually kind of funny. I enjoy that. Of course, who's sneaking past an Eldrazi? When are you ever going to have an untapped Eldrazi? Don't be silly.
The turn you play it, duh.
The turn you play it, you should be having an extra turn after that turn anyway. Well, I'd say that's about it for abilities. What about creature types?
Zombies, vampires.
Zombies, vampires, demons, devils.
Yep.
Devils are mostly red.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Hmm.
Demons, though.
Gotta love demons.
Gotta love demons.
Love my zombies, too.
Zombs. Dem zombs.
Dem zombs. Zambambos.
Rats are also usually black.
Yes, rats.
True. And there you go, that carries the plague, the death touch, the venom with it. That works.
Just lots of very unpleasant things.
Again, assassins.
Yep, that too.
Like, for human types, you'll typically see, human assassins or human rogues.
Yeah. And then you have some...
Yeah, that guy.
With, vampire rogue? That's not the name of the card.
A lot of times with the creature types that you'll have is you'll have a creature...
Right, and then what...
Type, and then, like, a subtype, almost.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it would be like a race in a class.
No,
you can have a human rogue, you can have a vampire rogue.
Yeah.
Goblins got a bit of a crossover into black. There are a very few amount of cards that did it before this, but then I think it was in Lorwyn?
Yeah.
Is that when goblins started kind of becoming a red-black thing?
Yep.
Wart Bogart Auntie?
Oh, yeah.
My goblin deck was for so long? Yeah. It's I had an EDH deck built around Wart Bogart Auntie until Krenko came out, and I joined the Krenko police.
Wart was the very first EDH deck I ever built.
Was it?
It was terrible.
Aww.
It was really terrible. It's still put together, except for the cards that I've stolen from it. I really need to overhaul it, now that I've played more Commander and know more about how to play Commander.
Wart was a lot of fun. The only trouble with it is Wart is a little bit difficult to keep alive until your next upkeep.
Yeah.
Utilizer. So I guess, like, if you were going Voltron, maybe you could, or at least slightly Voltron, you could just try to give her Hexproof or Shroud or something. But I don't have time for that. I'm playing Goblins. I need to race out as many Goblins as I can. How about, like, some big-time cards? Like, you mentioned Lord of the Pit. That was kind of the first demon.
Yeah, and Lord of the Pit sort of set a standard that is still followed to this day. There's always a big black creature that you have to pay some sort of cost 2 or else something terrible happens. Like Lord of the Pit, during your upkeep, it eats a creature. You sacrifice a creature to it, and if you can't, it punches you for 7.
Well, that's been a common trait with just demons overall. I mean, like you said, it's kind of like, over the years, we've seen variations of it. Like, Zathrid Demon comes to mind. Helcarver Demon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gate's not a demon, but still, he's the big black creature that does that. Sad.
Yeah, but it's like, you have to make some sort of, pay some sort of penance to them.
Yes, yes. I think you put it perfectly there.
You must give of yourself to request the assistance.
Well, go back to that old saying, you know, I sold my soul to the devil.
Yeah.
You're essentially doing that with these cards.
Well, you're selling one of your creature's souls.
Right. Well, yeah.
Hey, demon, I want you to stick around. Here's, I don't know, here's this goblin.
He's like, all right, you fed me. Who do you want me to punch? Punch that guy. Punch Jaeger. Jaeger sucks.
Yeah, f*** that guy.
Jaeger sucks. What a jerk. Awesome. Well, cool. Yeah, I mean.
So always forgetting what he has to say.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
As of recent, we've been seeing almost like a lax of the payment you have to make to demons. Like Grizzlebrand? I almost said Grizzleband.
Band. Oh,
Grizzlebrand. He had barely had he didn't even have a setback. It's like he had an ability you can activate that was stupidly powerful. But, I mean, he costs 1 mana more than Lord of the Pit. I guess that makes sense?
No. What? And that's probably why he's banned.
Yeah, seems to make sense. Yeah. We're going to have to talk about that in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
There have still been a few. There was, was that Ravenous Demon? Was that what he's called? The flip card out of Innistrad?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Was the other side, I think.
Yeah, he was a 4/4 for 5. You could sack a human to him to transform him. So on his front side, he didn't really have a downside, except that he was a 4/4 for 5. So, meh. Once you activate him, he turns into a... No, hang on, I clicked the promo instead of the actual one. He turns into the freaking Archdemon of Greed.
Oh,
9/9 Flying Trample. But then, at the beginning of your upkeep, sack a human if you can't tap him and it deals 9 damage
to
you.
Oh, gosh.
So he lays down for a nap and kicks you in the ball.
The price is paid, the power is mine. Nice.
That is terrifying.
Well, and that is a good flavor direction. I mean, on the front side, you don't really have a downside, but you could pay the price, and if you do, you really have to keep up
with
it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're making a pact with this demon, and once you do, prepare to have your balls collapsed inward if you can't keep up with his payments. So,
did you have to say balls collapsed inwards? Now I'm uncomfortable.
It took you this long to become uncomfortable?
Come on, Chewie.
I mean, physically uncomfortable. It hurts to sit, and then my balls will collapse inward.
We're not doing it right if we're not making you horribly uncomfortable.
I'm going to have to stand up and walk around while we record this. What the hell?
Speaking of uncomfortable, Chewie, I have to tell you a quick story. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything we've just said.
Awesome. So, this is the best stories.
So, well, first off, I'm assuming you got your nickname from Star Wars in some way, shape, or form.
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay, sounds good. I don't know how you got your nickname. Whatever. We're not even going to talk about it. But I had a friend in high school. I ended up meeting him in, like, 9th grade or 10th grade or something. His name was Charles. And he gets to class the first day, and me being the cocky, smarmy son of a bitch that I was in high school, sit down next to him, I'm like, hey, how you doing? My name's Joe. And he's like, hi, my name's Charles. I look at him, I'm like, that's no good. We're going to have to give you a nickname. Like, I was not okay with his name. I was like, nope, you can't have this name. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, what do you want to be called instead? He's like, I don't care, just don't call me Chuck. I was like, okay, Charles, Chewie, that's it, your name's Chewie. So from that day forward, his nickname was Chewie, and that was literally the reason it was, is because I decided his name wasn't good enough for him. So now, like, whenever I see your name, like, on Facebook or something, I look at it and I always think to myself, I'm like, Charles, wait, that's not right. This isn't Charlie.
I thought you were telling the story about Uniball.
Ooh, that's a story for another day.
It's exactly what you think it is.
let's let the tension on that one build for future. Stop farting! Good Lord! What is wrong with your body?
Oh, so many things.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, not you. Although if you farted too, that would be awkward.
Knock it off.
Okay, do we have anything else to say about black?
It's my favorite.
It's also my favorite. Oh, it's also good at attacking the library specifically. Like, it's not like just straight mill, but picking out specific cards, things like surgical extraction and lobotomy and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which I meant to say earlier, but then Joe started talking and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, sure. These are, I mean, how many of those types of cards have there been, though? I mean, you said surgical extraction, there's cranial extraction, lobotomy, and the recent one in Return of Ravnica, the four cost.
Slaughter games.
Yeah. Memoricide, I guess.
There was Thought Hemorrhage.
I mean, it seems like that's the kind of card where you'd see a lot of play in specific formats, but it's almost like this is an ability that black has, but it's not exactly like synonymous with black.
Not really synonymous. It seems like whenever they do this effect, it's got black in it.
Sure.
But,
well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I ran into it a lot in when I was playing Standard, when Surgical Extraction, is that the Phyrexian mana one?
Yeah.
Yeah, when that was legal. It's like anyone could run it on their sideboard because it costs 2 life rather than a black mana. But yeah, I could see where it's coming from. I mean, it kind of goes with the Assault on the Mind. Even so, it's like, not only are we going to rip this out of your brain, but we're going to rip it out of where your brain gets its ideas. It's like, did you ever think that you'd remember this again? Nope. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like digging out pieces of your childhood and eradicating them, which I just like. You remember the time you got the puppy?
Not anymore, you don't.
Nope. Exactly.
You must have had a really messed up childhood.
It was actually pretty happy.
Oh,
as
you know
far
what,
as I know.
You know what you could do is you could have another card.
As far as I remember.
You could have another card that's like a white card, and it says, take a card you own from outside the game and shuffle it into your library, and we could call it Inception.
Oh, bum, bum. Oh, nailing it.
Bum, bum.
Nice. We're gonna stop the recording so you guys can go make out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's probably going to have to happen.
It's speaking of, we're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll have lots more Magic discussion for you. I'm not kidding, I'm taking a break. I need to refill my water glass and or make out with Dave. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for that. Wonderful.
I'm sick.
It's weird that we come back from you two taking a break to make out and you're both joking. I'm just saying.
Hey.
F*** you.
Remember what we said about the stuff that happens during break time stays in break time?
You muted yourself before you said that, you jackass. Left me sitting here with no one to talk to.
Oh, boo. We got another Jace on the line, boo. I'm gonna cry.
Just look out on that black matter. I cut myself.
Awesome. All right. Well, for talk segment number 2, and probably the final talk segment of today. Yeah, it will be the final one. We're gonna talk about.
Yeah, because Jaeger's a jerk.
Yep. What the hell? We're gonna talk about banned cards. That's right. The cards that are banned.
They've done it with books. They've done it with movies. Now they're doing it with cards.
They've done it with cards for a long time.
Shut up.
They've done it with a lot of things for a long time.
Cartoons.
Well, I'm going home.
See you later, God, I'm going to have to bleep even more stuff out of this episode than any other. We keep breaking records on this show.
I know.
We are going to talk about banned cards. Specifically, we're going to talk about...
You said we are. That's we are.
Grizzle band.
All right, yeah.
We're going to talk about banned cards, specifically banned cards in EDH. Things that, EDH or Commander, as people know it out there in the internets. And what we're going to do for this segment is we're going to talk a little bit about cards and... Question?
Funny thing I heard was that it was Elder Highlander Dragon because there can only be one.
Ah! First off, it's not a question.
Oh.
Second off, shut up.
Ooh, hey Dave.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh. Yeah, fuck Jaeger.
Okay, Today we're going to be talking about banned cards for Commander, and specifically, we're not going to be talking about why we think they should be banned or why we think they shouldn't be banned, because frankly, we don't give a damn. We just follow the rules because we're happy little sheep. But what we are going to do...
I live by my own rules.
What we are going to do is we're going to talk about what we think we could do to these cards to fix them.
We're
going to
work for Wizards for like a half hour.
We're
going to
work for Wizards, not even a half hour, like 15 minutes and 39 seconds. How does that sound? We are going to pretend that we are Wizards of the Coast.
Mm-hmm.
The development team, whatever they're called, R&D, does that sound right?
Yep, research and development.
We're going to pretend that we're as good as those guys, and we're going to talk about what we think should be changed about these cards to make them not banned anymore. Because we like playing with cards, we don't like not playing with cards. Does that sound right? Yes.
It sounds
good enough.
Yeah.
That almost made sense.
Chewy, do you want to start us off? Why don't you throw a card out there that's been banned, and let's talk about what we could do to fix it.
Wait a minute. I pulled up the list.
That's right. I just put you on the spot, f***er.
Let's see. What could we... How about... Recurring Nightmare. That's a black card. That's almost a segue.
Ooh, good segue.
Nice. All right. Oh, no, about blank. That's not right. I always love when I open up a new tab in Google Chrome and it says about blank. It makes me think that should be like a movie. I think it should probably have John Cusack in it. And
he's pretty blank.
John Malkovich.
About blank.
Yeah.
Like I almost hear the like the music in my head, like for the trailer.
Yeah.
Like the kind of the soothing piano.
Yep,
like the
One man has terminal cancer. The other... A billionaire.
About
what in the hell have I gotten myself into?
Coming this summer.
TM.
Bending. Good God. Okay, Recurring Nightmare. Buh. Let's read it. It is an enchantment. What set is that from, Chewy? I don't have it open right now.
Bridge.
Bridge is Exodus.
Okay. It's an enchantment that costs 2 colorless and a black, and it reads, sacrifice a creature. And return Recurring Nightmare to its owner's hand, colon. So that's the activation. You have to sacrifice a creature and return it to its owner's hand. Put target creature card from your graveyard into play. Play this ability as a sorcery. That's pretty good. Slightly good. All right, so, Chewy, do you want to enlighten us as to why this is banned? And don't just say because it's pretty good. Like, is there some sort of broken combo that it's used in? Or is
most
it
likely.
Is it just because it's too good?
I think it's because it is very easy to do degenerate things with.
Okay.
That's what most of these are banned for, though. So.
The first thing I notice is the fact that returning it to its owner's hand is part of its activation cost. So I think that kind of gives it the Sensei's Divining Top. It's invulnerable to anything as soon as it hits play. Like, you can't... Like, as long as you have a creature to sacrifice in addition to doing its other cost, there's no way to get rid of it. Because you target it with targeted removal and they just activate it.
So long as there's a creature to sacrifice,
Right. Well, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm assuming this would be played in a deck with a bunch of tokens or advantageous creatures to sack. It's like, it seems easily abusable. So I'm going to use that as my first suggestion for fixes. So what if this read, sacrifice a creature, colon, put target creature card from your graveyard into play, return Recurring Nightmare to its owner's hand.
That would probably work.
Play this ability as a sorcery.
So
essentially what would happen, like what's happening right now is part of its activation cost is to sack a creature and return this to its owner's hand.
Okay.
So if, like let's say I've got this sitting on the field, I've got a creature.
Right.
And you cast Disenchant on Recurring Nightmare.
Sure. You sack.
I activate it instead, it returns to my hand and your Disenchant fizzles.
Okay. But if you change the wording to doing that afterwards, you could disenchant.
It would still be susceptible.
Right, okay.
Because, like, I could activate it in response.
Sure.
Oh, well, but you could still activate it in response, though. And it would still return to your hand before disenchant resolved.
But you could, if when he activates it in your version, you can kill it beforehand.
So essentially you still have a chance to remove it, it's just you have to respond to him activating it?
Right.
That makes sense. Okay. Well, that's a suggestion. Do you have any thoughts, Chewy? Like, what... If you were going to try to fix this card so that it wouldn't be banned anymore, what would you do?
It'd probably need a mana cost of some sort to activate.
So, like, pay, I don't know, 4 or something?
Pay 4, sack, return.
I don't even know if it would need to be that much. It just needs to have something so you can't do it for free. Because free is very bad. Or very dangerous. Even if it was just, like, a black or two, you know, something like that.
Oh, so what if we just entirely removed the... Oh, well, that would be easy to combo. Never mind. I was going to say, return it to your hand.
No, well, then it's just a really stupid combo.
Yeah, you could just combo easily with that. You could just keep flipping the same two creatures back and forth.
Oh, shit. Ah! Some water.
Nah. Break it!
Oh, God.
Precious, get off the f***ing table! That's what happened. My stupid cat jumped up on the table. I tried to save my water and instead spilled it everywhere.
My light went out again.
This table and your light has some sort of weird
Dude,
connection.
We have some Halloween shit going on here. Your light is haunted. This connection is haunted.
My light is haunted by your table. What the hell is that about?
Sweet. This is awesome. Okay.
Do you think we can, like, flip the table over?
His room would collapse on him? His entire room would explode.
Awesome. We should try it. After.
I would have to destroy my computer in the process, though. I don't know if I'm okay with that.
Well, no, we can take it off the table and then...
Okay, sure.
I don't think it'll work without the computer.
But let's wait and do it until after the podcast.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Chewie, we're probably going to end everything you love and care about after this podcast.
All the magic's in the living room, so I'm good.
What an existence you have, my friend. Okay, we talked about Recurring Nightmare enough. Let's move on. I don't know if we really fixed it, but we at least threw some ideas out there. Yeah. Okay, how about everyone's talking about it, everybody loves it, Primeval Titan. What do we want to change about this bad boy?
That guy sucks.
For those of you at home who might not know what Primeval Titan does, climb out from underneath your rock and play a game of magic every once in a while. I'm not actually going to read what it does. If anyone doesn't know what Primeval Titan does, you're silly. So this is my thought. Obviously, being 6-6 for 6 isn't a big deal because he's green. Having Trample isn't a big deal because he's freaking green. But it's his land fetch. His land fetch is what's broken. Yeah. So, Chewie.
Yo.
Dave.
Yeah.
Chewie, shut up. Dave.
Yeah.
What do you think what would your suggestion
Instead
be?
Instead of having it be any two lands, change it to two basic lands.
Thoughts, Chewie?
That would still be really good, but it wouldn't be retarded good.
Essentially what he would turn into is he would turn into a explosive vegetation on a stick. I mean, he's ramping your mana like crazy, and he has a body, but it would take away all of the oppressive, like, I don't know, Urborg, Tomb of Yawgmoth, and Cabal Coffers combos. I'll explain it to you later, Dave. Don't worry about it. Or, you know,
I don't know these cards. Black.
Or black. Or getting, you know, classic Wolf Run and that other stupid one, Inkmoth Nexus.
No.
It would stop, it would shut those down, and instead all it would say is it'd be like, yay, more forests, whee! I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he would still be good, but I don't think he would be ban-worthy in that case.
No, not at all. And he wouldn't have been so oppressive in other formats either.
True. He probably
didn't get banned there, so.
He probably wouldn't have been a $50 card, that's for sure.
No. Another thing you could do,
mm-hmm.
instead of making a basic land, you could just drop it to one land per whatever, attack or ETB or whatever. And that way it would still be really good, but not retarded good.
And my thought is, why didn't they do that in the first place?
Because they wanted it to be retarded good.
Why? I mean, the other Titans...
They wanted it to be so good that your eyes bleed.
The other Titans are good, but they're not nearly as good as he is. It's odd. It's like the next... I don't know, there's opinion, I guess, but the next best would probably be Grave, and he drops two zombies every time he blinks his eyes. Every time he bats his eyelashes. All of the zombies just fall right out of his stomach.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe that's what they were going with. It's like, well, Grave Titan gets two zombies. Why shouldn't Primeval Titan get two lands?
But if Fire Titan does 3 damage, so maybe he should get 3 lands.
Obviously, he should have gotten 3 lands. And Sun Titan should return 3 permanents with converted mana cost 3 or less.
Yes.
Make it happen, Wizards. Seems legit. Magic 2014, the new line of Titans. This summer, Pain has
Clash
new
of the Titans.
Oh,
about blank.
John Cusack and John Malkovich in the Titans.
You threw me off.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, these are certainly ideas. If anyone out there in the Magic multiverse has suggestions or ideas, or thinks that any of these sound good or stupid, send us an email at 4guysplaymagic@gmail.com.
Nice plug.
I know, thank you. How about Grizzlebrand?
Grizzlebrand!
I don't know if you can make him not.
Okay, well, let's discuss him real quick. He's a 7/7 flying lifelink legendary demon for 8. And you can pay 7 life to draw 7 cards.
So essentially, let me get this right, you're essentially getting 7 free cards because of his lifelink. You could, in theory.
Yes. So.
Get rid of lifelink.
Well, we have a lot of options with this one. There's a lot of things we could do. The problem with Grizzlebrand, though, is nobody used his lifelink ever. Essentially what they would do, because he was banned in Commander.
Mm.
So what people would do is they would either use him as their commander, or they would tutor for him or something, bring him out early with a cheat spell, you know, bring him on turn 3 or 4. And then because you have 40 life in Commander, they'd pay like 28 life to draw 28 cards and then combo out. Because if they don't have their combo pieces by that point, then they're doing something wrong.
I see.
My first thoughts are like, you know, getting rid of lifelink, I think, would help solve part of the problem, but that wasn't really the big deal with him. What if they made him have to tap as part of his activation? I mean, what if it was...
Again, just some mana cost rather than free.
Sure.
Because free, see, look, again, free is not safe.
This isn't exactly free, though. I mean, it doesn't take mana.
As far as mana goes, it's free, and life and EDH doesn't matter. Because you start at freaking a million, so whatever. But yeah, tapping is the same thing. You can add tapping or add a mana cost, so he's not bad. Because I think if you tap him, then he's just stupid. Or you could leave everything the same and have it only be like 3 cards for 7 life. Maybe 4. Maybe.
I was trying to think of like any similar effects. Like
put him in a black-white deck and play the words of worship. So then you pay 7 life. And you draw 6 cards, and you pay 1 mana, and draw the 7th card, and you gain 5 life. So you pay 2 life, 1 mana, for 6 cards. Wait, no, that makes him worse. Damn it. more powerful, better.
Damn. All right. Well, I mean, yeah, I think if they had stuck some sort of real activation on there, it probably would have solved a lot of problems. It was just kind of interesting why they didn't.
Because he's Grizzlebrand!
Grizzlebrand!
I suppose. All right.
Are his arms hooks?
Yeah. They're giant bone scythes.
That is awesome.
Yeah, Grizzlebrand is a freaking badass.
That's why he doesn't wear pants.
I was going to build a Grizzlebrand deck, and then they banned him the next day. I was like, nah. I wasn't even going to be oppressive about him. I just wanted to make a Grizzlebrand deck because he's a badass.
I was going to put one in my Spirit of the Night deck, but I can't now.
Too bad. I'm sad. All right, do we want to talk about like maybe one more?
Cut myself. What?
No, not that. Do you want to talk about one more?
Sure.
What about Worldfire?
Yeah.
What the frick were they thinking with that one? So this just got released in M13.
Yeah.
It got banned instantly. Like, it was like a day after. They were like, no, by the way, never. You can't have this. It was banned at the same time Primeval Titan was. So it costs 9, sorcery, exile all permanents, exile all cards from all hands and graveyards. Each player's life total becomes 1.
Hey, I got a good solution for this one. Get rid of it.
Don't print it.
I like that solution.
What's that?
What he said.
Oh, okay.
You picked a bad one here, Joe.
Okay, fine.
There's no making that better.
Come on. You guys are...
Yeah, that's like saying you could make Sway of the Stars better by not printing it. It's the same basic idea, except this one's more easily abused.
Fine. See how it is.
Fine.
Let's find a different one. You guys suck. Emra Cool Beat. No, we're not going to talk about it.
Ugh. How about Ancestor Reek? No.
That's not here.
Ancestor Reek is here. Totally banned. Lots of these are just banned. Like Yawgmoth's Bargain, again, free.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. It's kind of an interesting point to bring up. It's like these cards that just give you effects for almost nothing.
Yeah.
Sundering Titan was one of those ones that I don't know, maybe it's just I didn't really get it because... Was it just because he was being abused or what?
I think it's because, no, like, Sundering Titan is just an ass.
Well, so is every single mass land destruction spell in the history of all time. You don't see any of those getting banned.
Except this isn't a mass destruction spell. It's a whole lot of targeted destruction spells. So you could completely screw one person or completely screw everyone but you. Again, it screws everyone. Sure, you might have stuff built around it, but it doesn't say screw everyone but me on the card. You have to do stuff with it.
I don't get the wording on this.
It's so when it enters or leaves the battlefield,
right,
you choose one for everything that's available. You choose one of each type of land. So you've got mountain, forest, plains,
right.
Island, swamp. You choose one of each that are available and then destroy them. So, like, if one player has mountains, another player has forests, and then another player has mountains and forests, you have to choose a total of two cards.
Right.
So you choose one mountain and one forest. But up to five cards. I mean, like, in a multiplayer format, I could see this being oppressive. Yeah, I suppose.
I just don't like Thundering Tide. I never, when they first printed it, I was like, that sucks. That's an ass right there.
That can mirror it in?
Yeah. Like, I had just picked up playing again in Onslaught. So this was the next year, like, Thundering Titan, and all of us playing the big multiplayer games. This was before EDH was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, usually Brian, would drop a Thundering Titan, and we'd all go,
what a jackass.
So, yeah, when this was banned in EDH, I was like, ha ha, because I'm not going to play it anyway, so I don't care. And I hate playing against it, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I wonder why Gifts Ungiven is banned.
I'm assuming a lot of these are banned because they're combo pieces.
Yeah, Gifts Ungiven is kind of easy to abuse when every card in your deck is a one-of, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like the best tutor ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I like, because a lot of these are very obviously combo. I mean, just like, what was I just looking at? Staff of Domination. I mean, you get
it's
infinite.
It's so weird that this goofy little do four stupid things that don't matter is a ban-worthy card. It trips me out.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you could do with it. I just know that you can do stupid things with it, but I personally have no idea what those stupid things are.
I think people that are much smarter than us and spend much more time trying to exploit the intricacies of this game could elaborate on that.
If you are one of those people, please send us an email.
At 4GuysPlayMagic.
At 4GuysPlayMagic at gmail.com.
Thank you, dude.
There you go. You guys are also on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
Yes, indeed.
You guys are also on the Twitter.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Don't remind me. What about Library of Alexandria?
That's awesome.
It is a good card, but
This is my favorite Mike quote ever. We were sitting at Mike is my beardy co-host on the Manipool. We were sitting at some pre-release back when they still did the big pre-releases. So instead of having, I don't know how long you guys have been playing, because I don't keep track of that sort of thing.
Sure.
Instead of having every store, you know, had its own pre-release, you had to go somewhere for the big pre-release, and ours were always at this gym in Durham, North Carolina. And so every, you know, 4 months, we were there playing Magic with all these people, and there are a lot of people that we grew to recognize just from pre-releases, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. And we were all sitting there, and if I remember correctly, at least one of us, probably me, was not in too good a mood because of something or other. And I think it might have been one of those times when it was raining, so everyone was wet and buh, and there's all this massive humanity in this big gym, and you hate them all because they smell.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks up and says, hey, you guys got any libraries for trade? And Mike just turned and looked at him and goes, no, before that I was like, well, I've got some Sylvan libraries. He goes, what? I was like, I got Library of Lang. He's like, no, Library of Alexandria. And Mike just turns and looks at him and goes, you're a funny guy. Go away.
Nice. Yeah. What is Library, like $1,200 or something stupid?
I don't think it's quite that bad.
That's up there. It's expensive. It's one of the more expensive cards. So, I mean, is this just another combo piece card? Like, is this easily abusable or what?
I don't know. It says tap, draw a card. Yeah. Sure, you have to have seven cards in hand, but it says tap, draw a card.
I guess.
Let's see. Library of Alexandria on Star City is $250.
Oh, I suppose.
Not $1,200, but, you know, if you want four of them, that's $1,000.
Gasap.
Sorry, I shatterpaused at that. Did you hear the glass break? That was my brain.
You may tap multiples of these in response to each other because the requirement for seven cards is checked only at the time of the ability is announced and not again when it resolves.
Yep.
So I'm assuming you probably have some sort of like untapped target land loop or something, and you just tap this and you tap it like 50 times to draw 50 cards or something stupid. Would that work? Yeah, it would.
Maybe.
Because they're all in the stack.
Yeah.
You only activate it if you have seven cards, but if you've got seven cards, you could tap it, you know, 100 times if you can keep on tapping it.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I think we talked about the big ones that are like pretty broken, but I think that we might be able to fix in some sad way. I'm okay with this banned list. What about you, Chewy?
I'm still sad that I didn't get to put Grilla Brand in my my frickin' whatever that deck is.
Spirit of
the Night deck.
When I did my first build of Edrix by Master of Trust, I was testing it on Cockatrice.
Spymaster of Wynn,
whoa! When I was doing my first test build of it, I had Upheaval in the deck, And I cast it, and somebody's like, that's banned in Commander. I'm like, no, it's not. Oh, wait, it is. Yeah, I did feel a little douchey after doing that and then not winning the game. I was just like, I'm in a bad spot. Upheaval.
So I just noticed the list, the ban list on mtgcommander.net,
mm-hmm.
It's all in alphabetical order until you get to the recent ones. Sundering Titan, Grizzlebrand, Primeval Titan, Worldfire. They're all just down at the bottom. I was like, Grizzlebrand's not on here. Did I miss Oh, here it is.
Obviously somebody just fails at formatting over there.
Bad at this game.
Yep. Ooh, as of, let's just tack this on to the end. This totally isn't part of our segment, but Chewie, did you cop the full spoiler list from the Vault Commanders?
I did.
What do you think about it?
I don't think it's worth $1 million or whatever the hell it is.
It is so much. So freaking good God much.
Yeah, I don't understand the oversized cards, but I don't know of anyone who actually liked these except for, like, one guy on the forums. I forget. Is it Professor J? I think it's Professor J. Who's like, yay, oversized cards. And he's the one. Like, he's the one person ever that liked mm-hmm. the oversized cards. As far as the shiny cards, it's a bunch of crap that we just had printed.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kalia, Mimeoplasm, Edric, Maelstrom Wanderer, Vela the Nightclad. They're all recent printings, relatively speaking. And then...
But they didn't have shiny
they
versions.
They didn't have shiny. I hate the deck pimpers. You people make me sick. Then there's one Portal 3 Kingdoms card, which is a strange card, but I can understand why they'd want to reprint that. There's Loyal Retainers, which is the money grab.
Yeah. Welcome to... This is going to be like a $200 set to try to find.
Yeah, really. There's Duplicate, which is just great in EDH. It's just ridiculous. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Dragonlair Spire, which I don't... Stupid! It's a spider, so I already hate it, but I don't know.
It was in Plane Chase too.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Like when I saw them release that one, I was like, "What?" I don't. If anyone is going to all foil their deck, I don't think Dragonlair Spider is at the top of their list.
Probably not.
It's like he's a neat card, but he's very niche. And like I'm playing him in my red green token deck, but that's because I'm bad at playing Magic.
And he's a red-green that makes tokens, so that's good.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, it's like if somebody is actually building a serious, quote-unquote, EDH deck, I don't know if he's got a place there.
Wait, what is this set?
Plane Chase 2.
Oh.
The Plane Chase 2012. That was the one he came out of. So, essentially, Dave, like, I'm showing Dave the list right now. These five guys mm-hmm. that he brought up, these were all printed within, like...
Well, no, what is this, though, this whole thing?
Oh, Commander's Arsenal is a... what I jokingly called from the Vault Commanders, or we also call it Commander's Arse.
Mm-hmm. Arse!
Yar! It's a premium product that mm-hmm. Wizards released because, according to them, they didn't have enough time to make another Commander set, and they really
love fat sacks of cash.
And they really love money so much. So this is what they gave us instead. It's a set of 18 regular-sized cards, 10 oversized cards, all foils, premium foils, quote-unquote. Yeah. And then you get this spin-down. You get some buttons. And some f***ing sleeves. Holy shit. He's still my beating heart.
And the life counter is pretty cool, though. I'll give him that.
The life counter is fine. Is it worth $200? Oh.
God, no. I would, like, if someone gave one to me, I'd be like, thanks, but I'm not going to want one. You know, yeah. I'm going to go get it.
Right. Oh, and it's like what Chewie said, the oversized cards very few people care about. Even less people are going to use them, you know. It's like I might be interested to have one to look at and be like, oh, wow, I never noticed Xur's pants were blue. But, you know, how many people... I have exactly one person at my game shop who brings oversized cards with her, and that's because she doesn't have the regular-sized version.
Wow.
And because she really likes Gisela, which is fine. Yeah, that's cool.
Wait, Gisela? That bitch.
Hey, 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 let's not talk ill of the girl at my game shop.
No, I'm talking ill of Gisela. What the hell, dude?
Yep. But yeah, and then the 18 regular-sized cards are just... I mean, essentially, they're what Wizards said about this is they said, well, we're going to, you know, give these premium foil versions out that it was hard to find foils of before, or impossible in a lot of cases. I mean, the six creatures were not printed in foil ever, so neat. These Loyal Retainers was never printed in foil. Dragonlair Spider Duplicant you could find, but enjoy paying, you know, $1 million for that. Looks like crap.
Yeah, I'm not at all.
Looks like
ever.
$250 I'm not going to spend.
Yeah, it looks like a rent.
That's how much they want for that thing?
It's, okay, so the retail price, it's just retail price is $75.
Okay.
But this is a limited release product, which means game shops can charge whatever the hell they damn well please and not have to compete with anybody for it. So this card right here, Loyal Retainers, it costs about $150 on its own. Yep. So welcome to paying way too much for everything ever. Yeah. It's just silly. I've already posted my piece. I ranted for hours and hours on the Manipool forums, and everyone hated me for it. So
I didn't hate you for it.
Shut up, Chewie.
I mean, seriously. I hated you for all the other reasons.
But seriously, I love you.
Mwah. We gonna take a break so we can make out?
Yeah. Actually, I was just gonna say, get the hell off our podcast. We're gonna play a game of Magic.
Yeah, I can't play a game of Magic. I'm over here at my house.
Yeah, and you also refuse to install Cockatrice.
I do, actually, yeah.
You could have done this, but you, sir... Yeah.
I am a horrible guest host.
You were a pretty bad guest host.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. You really didn't have a whole lot to contribute, and personally, I'm kind of...
I'm also not funny.
Yeah, that's...
Or entertaining. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's pretty bad. But, see, that's because I wasn't in charge. You put me in charge, then I'm just...
Okay, so for next episode, we'll have you back, but we're going to just hand the reins over to you, and it's going to turn into our best episode ever.
Hell yes.
Gonna be awesome.
No, because I don't know what the hell's going on.
You never know what the hell's going on.
Oh, right.
That's part of the magic.
Get it?
No.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go now.
Okay. I thought it was funny.
Chewie, thanks.
That's why I'm gonna go now.
No, seriously, like it was fun having you on.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you being around and giving our show a little bit of legitimacy.
Much needed legitimacy.
Just much needed legitimacy.
Another two episodes and you guys will be awesome. See, that's why I'm a bad guest host, is because this is episode, what, 8? Psh, whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so, no, wait a minute. This is actually episode 10.
Yeah.
Because we recorded episodes 8 and 9, they were lost to the Eternities. So while on MTGcast.whatever, this will be episode 8. In fact, this is episode 10.
Yep.
Sir.
Suck it.
Our dedication is unrivaled.
Lost episodes don't count.
Yes, they do. We recorded them. We put our blood, sweat, and tears into them. If it wasn't for my stupid netbook, we'd still have them around.
Is your netbook named Jaeger?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
God, he sucks. Unreal. That's. I'm going to rename my netbook now. Jaeger. Bad.
Oh.
Fantastic. Well, thanks a bunch for being on, Chewie.
Yeah, thanks, Chewie.
I know it was
kind
of last minute, even though I've been pestering you for... What is it, like a month and a half now?
Probably, yeah.
And you've just been ignoring me?
Yonder Podcast.
I have not been ignoring you.
Yonder
Podcast. I just don't like you.
Yes. Oh, man.
I suppose there's a little bit of a difference there.
I do so much. I do everything I do for you, Charles.
Ooh.
I do it all for you. Faithfully.
I don't know the rest.
Oh, come on. I thought we had something going there. All right. Okay. I'm gonna wrap this up then and say thanks again, and we will hopefully be in touch soon again.
Oh,
more.
Can I do my sign off?
Can let's get a final thought from you. I mean, me and Dave are gonna play a game of cards here, but let's get your final thoughts.
Oh, I don't actually have a final thought.
You need one.
You need one.
So if on the off chance that this gets sent to me in time to go up beforehand. I will be at Grand Prix Charleston.
When is that?
That is, I don't know, it's the weekend before Thanksgiving for those of us here in the U.S., which is November 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Okay.
There's going to be a bunch of pauper events. It's a standard GP. There's going to be a bunch of pauper events. There's going to be two-headed giant sealed. There's going to be drafts firing all the time. There's going to be commander pods all the time. So if any of you listener-type people out there are anywhere close to Charleston, South Carolina, and want to go, it's not just... for the hardened, embittered tournament player. It's for everybody, which is why they have me and Jack from Monday Night Magic going in to Gunsling. We're going to be there gunslinging, playing Magic against all comers. I'm pretty sure the deal is if you beat us, you get a pack. So that's cool.
Okay.
That is pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah. We're getting the VIP treatment, which I've never done before. I've never had any sort of recognition of any sort. So it's legitimizing me. Ha!
Oh, see? So you're legitimizing us, and by proxy, you're being legitimized by...
Charleston.
Charleston?
Yeah.
Is that where Charleston Chews came from?
I hope so.
It is now. Yeah.
That shit is delicious.
It is now. Wonderful. Delicious.
It's also delicious.
Mmm. Tasted delicious.
So there's that.
Okay.
You should listen to Monday Night Magic if you're interested in that sort of thing, which, I mean, I wouldn't be listening to it if I wasn't hosting it, so eh. Or you should listen to The Manipool, because we're awesome and casual and whatnot.
I will insert my two cents with this. As this is a casual podcast, in its heart, I would highly recommend The Manipool.
But listen to ours first.
Listen to ours first, and then totally, listen to The Manipool, like, if you have time. But, you know, don't shirk us for those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been around for, what, like 2 months now? 3 months?
10 years, dude.
We've been around a lot. I think we've been around longer than those guys. They're kind of newer. I don't know.
They don't really know what they're doing. It's kind of sloppy. Yeah,
we started at episode 249, so we could hit 250.
It's fine. Yeah. I mean, that's seems fine.
Not everyone can be as good as us.
We started at episode 1 because we wanted to hit episode 007.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Chewie. No, seriously, like listen to The Manipool. It's a lot of fun. I listen to it all the time, and I enjoy it. And I guest hosted at some point. I don't know. What episode was that? Like, forever ago?
Yeah.
You should have me on again, man. Let me back on the podcast.
We just had Chris Lansdell on, so I guess we're open for anybody.
Well, we just hoard ourselves out to the bottom of the barrel. How much worse could it be to have you? I don't even have an opinion on Chris Lansdell. I'm just going along with what everyone else says.
Who's Chris Lansdell?
He's some guy. Some yokel.
He's a British guy what lives in Canada and
podcasts
all the time. He's a podcast whore.
Yeah, he's pretty much on every podcast ever.
Can we not have him on ours?
No, we won't.
Good.
Like, I don't know. Maybe if I actually get to know him or something.
Hello,
or like, I care about him.
Does he talk like that?
He does.
Oh, we
he's
can't
totally
have him
got the Cockney. He's got it in spades, man.
We can't have him on.
He's like, hello, girl. I like a piece of crumpets with some tea into his food, am I?
I'll have too much if he's on.
I can't handle this.
Oh, different people are funny.
I'm okay. All right.
Okay, no, listen to The Manipool. But coming from me, don't listen to Monday Night Magic. I tried listening to it, and it was boring crap.
Yeah, it's not something you're interested in. You just can't do it. It's not worth it just to hear.
You're right, it's not worth it just to hear you.
It's very much like the kind of the tournament scene, like talking about like new things, and a lot of it is just stuff I don't care about. And no offense, but I think there's a lot of Magic folk out there who are in a similar position to me. Like, we like playing casual, and that's about it.
ooh, like me.
Yeah, like Chewy, but you're the host of this show. How'd that happen?
Because I'm an awesome type person. I told you put me in charge and it's great. That's just how it works. I don't know how that works.
Wait a minute.
They're like, do you give half a damn about any of this? I'm like, not a bit. They're like, you are in charge. I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Oh, you know, what you just done, though, is like, as soon as you're done with Monday Night Magic, they're going to come to me. You'd be like, do you want to host this? I'll be like, no, never. Don't even talk to me again. They're like, you're in charge.
Oh, God.
Why? I'm just gonna,
how did they do that?
I'm gonna go on the show. I'll be like, my name's Joe. I fucking hate this, and I hate all of you. People will be like, that's the best episode of Monday Night Magic we've ever heard. Holy cow. Give us more of that guy.
Yeah, you'll have to wade through, like, weeks and weeks and weeks. Hang on, that was three. And weeks and weeks and weeks. That's 6 weeks. Yeah, that should be about right. Of hate mail, though, because they'll be like, I miss Chewy. That's what I had to deal with. They're like, we miss Tom. This guy sucks. And I'm like, yep, I sure do. Now shut up and listen.
Awesome.
Oh.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this up. You've been a real sport. You've been a real champ. Thanks for.
Yeah, I would have been a lot more entertaining, but you guys had that bunch of technical difficulties. It's like what 4 a.m. now because of that. We started.
Joe had technical difficulties. Look, I sat here.
This is the first time I've done this ever. Come on. That's like
you guest hosting on my show. That involves Skype.
Well, no, I had Skype. That's fine, but I didn't have the Skype recorder.
Here's a thought. Let's do this ahead of time next time.
Hey, here's the thought. Fuck you. How's that sound?
Fuck Jaeger.
Fantastic.
All right, then, Will.
Thanks so much, man. Bye, Chewie. Appreciate you being on.
This has been another episode of Four Guys Play Magic. Thank you all very much for listening, and these guys are going to go play
Magic. What you say? No, no. That's not
but
how
you are going to go play Magic.
That's not how we do things around here, man.
I threw up a little bit.
Hi, and welcome back to Four Guys Play Magic. We have lost the presence, the spirit of Chewie.
We have severed
it from these lines. Yeah, he was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Good God. We're never going to have that jackass back on the show.
Never.
Jeez. We are here to play some Magic, I guess.
Yeah.
So, me and Dave, mano y mano, first time on the show, we'll be doing one-on-one.
Oh, God.
See how this goes. Hi, everyone. This is Joseph A. coming to you from the great beyond. Whoa! Here in the magical land of editing magical podcasts. Whoa! I've come with a message. Basically, I just wanted to say that me and Dave played a total of 3 games during this episode, and the first 2, I sort of destroyed him immediately. Like, I think it took a total of 10 minutes per game, if even. So yeah, he was dead by like turn 5 or 6, both games. I felt terrible. For the sake of time, and for the sake of everyone's considering me to not be a humongous oppressive asshole, I decided to cut those 2 games out and just put the 3rd game in there. So yeah, that's something. Yeah, just listen. Just shut up and listen. Jeez. What the frick? I hate this piece of shit. All right, everyone. Welcome back. We are trying again, since Joe feels bad that he played a deck that's way too oppressive against poor Dave.
Boo.
Boo. Let's try this one more time.
Okay.
So, Dave is going to go first.
All right.
And he... Well, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Dave's going to go first. He did take a mulligan, though, so he's starting at 6.
Yep.
I'm starting at 7.
So listen to your Guildgate.
Hey!
Last turn.
Oh, I play a forest, and I say go. Delicious.
Play a plains, and I say go.
Oh. I play a forest, and I play as Orochi Sustainer. It is a 1/2 creature snake shaman. I can tap it to add green to my mana pool.
Cool.
Last turn.
Play a forest.
Nah.
Tap 3, Cellar of Songbirds.
Ooh.
I'm not going to read that again.
Birdie.
And I will pass turn.
Play a forest.
Yeah, huh?
I'm going to tap 2 for a Tangle Asp. It is a 1/2 snake. Whenever Tangle Asp blocks or becomes blocked by a creature, destroy that creature at end of combat.
Mm.
It's old school Death Touch.
Mm.
And I'm going to pay 2. 1 from a forest, 1 from a Orochi Sustainer to cast Time of Need. Search your library for a legendary creature card, reveal it, and put it into your hand.
Oh.
Oh, and I'm going to search for Sashi, Daughter of Sashiro. She's a 1/3 legendary snake shaman. Other snakes you control get +0/+1, and shamans you control have tap, add green to your mana pool.
Oh.
I'll pass turn.
I see what's going on here.
You see some snakes going on over here?
Proceed.
You'll see some snakes, man.
Get tap 3. Cellar of Songbirds.
Hey, birdie birds.
All of the birds.
All of the lights.
And
I do not have a flare.
I know you don't.
Nor do I have a creature with reach.
Well, I will swing at you.
One of those just came out.
Yep.
There you go.
No, that's pointless.
Yeah, it would die.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't die.
Yeah, it destroys it at the end of combat.
Oh yeah, it does. One in the air.
One in the air, I'm at 19. Woo! Done?
Yep.
Alright. Wow, like a mouse.
Comb my hair like a mouse.
Play a forest. I'm gonna tap 4 and play Sashi, the one I just read.
Yep.
Yay! I'll go into my attack step.
Yep.
I'm gonna attack you with a 1/3.
Oh
tangle
gosh! Ass. I'll take the 1.
Damn right you will. Second main phase. I'm gonna tap Orochi Sustainer for green, since she's a shaman.
I'm going to cast Time of Need.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah, search for another legendary.
Yep.
Search for another legendary. I'm going to search for Sakiko, Mother of Summer.
She's
a 3-3 for 6. She's a legendary creature, Snake Shaman. She reads, whenever a creature you control deals combat damage to a player, add that much green to your mana pool. This mana does not cause mana burn. Until the end of my turn, it does not empty from my mana pools as phases end.
Oh.
I like that this is mana burn. Mana burn isn't a thing anymore. I'll pass turn.
Okay. All right. I will... Yes, Shadow and Pedantic. I will swing at you for 2 in the air.
Oh my god! Okay, I'm at 17.
Okay. Second main phase?
Sad. Yep.
I'm going to tap 2, play Call of the Conclave, put a 3-3 green centaur creature token onto the battlefield.
You got it, buddy.
Pass turn.
Okay. Well, I'll go to my attack step.
Sure.
Wah, swing with a 1-3 tangle ass.
Oh, gosh.
Damn right. Second main phase. I'm going to tap 4 forests and 2 and an Orochius Sustainer for 2. I want to play 2 copies of Sosuke's Summons, which is a sorcery. It reads, put 2 1-1 green snake creature tokens onto the battlefield, and whenever a non-token snake comes into play under my control, you may return Sosuke's Summons from your graveyard to your hand.
Okay.
You get 4 snake tokens?
Sure.
And... I will pass turn. Please stop destroying our listeners' ear bones.
I can't help it. I'm dying.
Woo!
I play forest.
I need green dice because they're snakes. Yeah.
What toughness are those?
1-2. They're 1-2s.
Okay. I'm going to tap 4.
Okay. I don't like where this is going.
And play Tristani, Selesnya's Voice.
Yay.
A 2-5, whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you gain life equal to that creature's toughness. Tap 1, green, white. Tap him, populate.
Hers. There's like a million of them.
Yep. 2 in the air.
Tagging me for 2 in the air, I'm at 15.
15, Pastor.
Now we're cooking with gas. This is not looking good, actually.
Growl.
Okay.
So he's just the 1-2 with Death Touch, essentially?
Essentially. He doesn't actually... The advantage of his ability is he doesn't actually have to deal any damage to the creature.
Right.
Seven. Okay. I'm going to pay 6... I'm going to play Sakiko, Mother of Summer.
Yep.
Already read her.
Yep.
When she comes in, I'm going to return my 2 copies of Sosuke Summons to hand.
Yep. That's a lot of snakes.
So some snakes. Attack step.
Yep.
I'm going to swing with Tangle Asp.
Sure. Okay.
Take one. Okay. Green adds to my mana pool since a snake or a creature I control dealt damage.
Sure.
Second main phase, that green doesn't empty, so I'll tap Sashi for 2 more. I'm going to play Orochi Egg Watcher. She is a flip. She's a flip card. She has 2 sides. So on her top side, she's a 1-1 for 3.
Okay.
I can pay 2 colorless and a green and tap, put a 1-1 green snake creature token into play. If I control 10 or more creatures, flip Orochi Egg Watcher. Then she flips and turns into Shidako Brood Mistress. I always say that wrong every single time. Blood of the brood, brood blood of the brood mother, blood brood of the blood. She's Shidako Brood Mistress. She's a 3-3 legendary creature. Snake Shaman, I should say. I can pay green and sacrifice a creature to give target creature +3/+3 until end of turn.
Okay.
Das.
Alright.
Better make some stuff happen here, champ.
Yep. Working on it.
Blood of the blood, blood of blood.
Flervin Herbin.
Herdy Pooey. Herdy Seedy Fooney. Herdy Hooty Boo. Name it Dibble. Name it Herdy Voodoo. Bark, bark, bark.
Decisions, decisions.
Indeed.
Two mirror.
Okay, I'm at 13.
Tap. Three. Box it on spider.
Got it.
Game four.
It's a guy.
Huh?
That's a guy, I said.
What do you mean?
That's a guy.
Yeah.
It's a... Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Need another dice?
I do.
You can have some of my snake dice.
Thank you.
Sure.
Last turn.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Well, isn't that special?
Obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching people up. Let me think.
Yep.
Ooh, I'm gonna pay three.
Sure.
Sosuke summons. Not a big surprise.
Nope.
Going to 1, 2, 3. Tap Orochi Egg Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Put a snake token out.
Sure.
I certainly control more than 10.
Yep.
So she transforms.
Yep.
And then... Oh, man, that's gross.
What?
Just... Reading cards.
Oh.
Attack step.
Sure.
I'm gonna swing with Tangle Asp.
Okay.
No blockers are declared?
No.
Okay. So no blockers are declared. I'm gonna tap Sashi and Sakiko for 2 green each.
Yep.
I'm gonna sacrifice a total of 4 snakes.
Sure.
And give him +12/+12.
Oh, wow. So I take 13?
Yes. I'll get 13 mana in my mana pool. 21 minus 13?
Yeah. What is it?
8.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
With that 13 mana, I'm going to use 10 of it to play Orochi Hatchery.
Oh, gosh.
It's an it's an XX spell, so it enters the battlefield with X charge counters on it.
Sure.
I paid 10 for it, so it comes in with 5.
Sure.
I can pay 5, tap, put a 1-1 snake token out for each charge counter on it.
Oh, God.
And that was 10. I'm going to use the other 3 for Sosuke's summons.
Okay.
2 snakes.
Okay.
Pass. It's fine. You're probably okay. You probably got this.
Probably not.
On the plus side, I only have 5 snakes on tap.
Correct.
So you could swing all out and I could block all of it, but the 2 birds.
Correct.
Not so good.
Not so much.
Not so good. Not so good. I just feel like a dick now. This is like one of my not-as-good decks, and it still is just pummeling you. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it, dude.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Okay. I have no idea what the hell to do right now.
Die.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Well, the unfortunate truth of the matter is I can swing with all my stuff and then just pay green and sacrifice whatever is blocked to whatever is not blocked.
Yep.
And kill ya.
Yeah.
Well. Huh. I mean, y'all can give it a try, but...
Yep.
Well, we gotta get you some removal for that deck.
Yeah.
We gotta get you some Oblivion Rings.
I have some O-Rings.
We gonna get you some O-Rings. No, we gonna deck you out. We gonna make you pretty.
Indestructible, does that count for combat damage too?
Yes. Wait, the creatures are indestructible, which means they cannot be destroyed due to lethal damage or destroy effects.
Interesting.
Indestructible.
Oh, but...
I got 5... Untap snaky snakes.
Yeah. 2 in the air.
Got it.
Pass turn.
And then, as I much promised I would. Are you at 8?
Yep.
So now I don't know if I want to. I know what your deck does. You want my attack step?
Sure.
I'm going to keep chewing on my fingernail for no reason.
Sure.
I'm going to swing with 5/1/1 snake tokens and a Tangle Asp. 1/2 snake tokens, I'm sorry. They're getting a buff from Sashi.
Sure.
Okay. Well.
Indestructible.
Well. Just have 3. Play Rootborn Defenses.
Ooh.
Yeah. Populate creatures you control are indestructible this turn.
Indeed.
Populate. Again, 3. Where is it? There it is.
Just gonna do blocks all around?
Yeah, probably. Oh. You're gonna pump him up, right?
I can pump any of them.
Yeah. So essentially,
the safest bet is to block all of them.
Well, yeah, I was planning on it.
Because any one that you don't block, I would just pump.
Right. Yep. Blocks all around.
So Centaur, Loxodon Smiter, Tristani, and 2 Cellar of Songbirds are blocking all 6 of my guys.
Yes.
Sad face. Not really. Post. Oh, man.
No, wait, would it matter which one blocked your ass player?
No, because they're indestructible.
What?
Your creatures are indestructible.
Right.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah, because if I blocked it with the centaur,
if you blocked it, yeah, so...
Yeah.
Well, 4 of my guys will die, so Tangle Asp and 3 tokens.
Okay.
Because your sellers can't kill a 1-2.
Right, right, right.
So, but the rest of them are big enough, so I'll lose 3 tokens, down to 2.
Okay.
Tapped, and Tangle goes bye-bye.
Sure.
He goes dead.
He goes bye-bye.
Okay, well... To avoid a repeat of this embarrassing scenario, I'm going to pay 3 and play Matsu Tribe Decoy. He's a 1-3 for 3. I can pay 3, target creature blocks Matsu Tribe Decoy this turn if able.
Okay.
And when Matsu Tribe Decoy deals combat damage to a creature, tap that creature and it does not untap during its controller's next untap step.
Ooh.
Yep.
Alright.
'Tis snaky snake poison.
Yeah.
Then, I'm going to pay 1 more forest and tap Shidako for 2 to cast Kushi Tribe. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have got my 2 Sosuke summons back from Matsu Tribe, so I'll do that. Kushi Tribe Elite. He's a 2-3 for 3. Legendary snakes I control cannot be the target of spells or abilities.
Mm.
And when Kushi Tribe Elite deals combat damage to a creature, tap it and it doesn't untap, so it's snake poison.
Sure.
And... I'll pass turn.
Good enough.
Close my skill gate.
What?
Mm.
How many trust timings do you have in there?
2.
Did you pull them? Did you just open them?
Nice. Yes.
It's like a $20 card.
Yeah.
You can say I've seen you consistently get that thing out.
Yeah.
A few games I've played against you.
Let's have 4.
Yep.
Growing Race.
Oh, God, no.
At the beginning of my upkeep, populate.
Yep.
Let's see. Let me just think a second here.
Sure. Tokens are tapped.
Hmm.
Sweet Orochi cans.
Oh, let's see. 1, 2. Going all out, dude.
All out, dude. Swing with everything?
Yes. No, hold on. For sure the birds.
Yep. The birds.
Hmm. I don't know. Those Sentinels. And the Loxodontalist.
Loxodontalist?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay.
So it's 2 in the air. And then 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do.
Sure. Don't be gentle now, because I got to learn from this.
I'm going to tap.
Sure.
Orochi Sustainer, Sashi, and Sakiko.
Sure.
For 6 green mana total.
Sure.
I'm going to tap Orochi Hatchery with 5 of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna make 5, 1, 2 snake tokens.
Yeah, I forgot about them.
Then, with my last green mana before phases change, I'm gonna sacrifice one of my tapped tokens to give Kashi Tribe Elite +3/+3 until end of turn.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna go into declare blocks.
Sure.
I'm gonna block Lock Seven Smiter with the buffed Kashi Tribe Elite.
Sure.
I'm gonna block your two centaurs with. On one centaur, I'm going to block it with 3 of the 1/2 tokens.
Okay.
On the other centaur, I'm going to block it with Matsu Tribe Decoy and 2 of the 1/2 tokens.
Sure.
So, your options are you can kill, because you have 3 power on those guys, you can kill 1 token from each side.
Yep.
You cannot kill Matsu Tribe Decoy, though, because he's a 1/4.
Right.
With the buff from Sashi.
Right.
So you want to just kill 2 tokens?
Sure.
And I'll take 2 from the guys in the air, so I'm at 9.
Sure. Pass turn.
Pass turn.
You can turn those.
No.
Okay.
So, Forest.
Mm-hmm.
On my attack step, I'm going to swing with 4/1/1 snake tokens.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah.
1/2s, you mean?
1/2s, yeah. Sorry.
No worries. I'll block 2 of those.
Okay, one of the ones you don't block.
Sure.
I'm going to pay 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sacrifice the other 3 snake tokens and Orochi Sustainer. Give it +12/+12.
All right.
So it'll kill you?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, you done good. For it being against another... apparently stupidly oppressive deck. You done good. And I apologize.
Don't worry, dude. You've been playing a lot longer than I have.
Well, on the plus side, you are learning.
Yes.
You're getting there. You're starting to kind of pick out the intricacies, like the what to do's and the... Is that a foil arrest, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was my removal right there.
Your deck is getting better and better.
Is that adequate removal?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, when you're in a casual environment, usually you're not running a ton of removal.
Yeah.
And it just has to do with trying to, like, outpace the opponent at that point. Alright. Well, this has been episode 8?
7.
No, this was 8.
8, yep.
This was 7 episode with 8. Stickworm. This was technically episode 10, but episodes 8 and 9 have been lost to the ether.
Because Joe's an a-hole.
Because my netbook is an a-hole.
Oh.
I'll kill you. I shouldn't have said that on the podcast. Now they've got evidence.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah, this has been episode 8. Thank you for joining us, everybody. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes,
thanks again.
Is.
Thanks again to Chewy.
Thank you, Chewy.
A.K.A. probably the worst guest we've ever had on.
Oh, so bad.
He was terrible. At least he wasn't as bad as Jaeger.
Yeah. F*** that guy.
What a jerk. Seriously, f*** Jaeger.
Seriously, f*** Jaeger.
And if anyone has any comments, concerns, questions, as always, reach us at 4guysplaymagic@gmail.com. And you can also reach us on the Facebooks, 4guysplay. It's facebook.com/4guysplaymagic. We've got a group.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's humongous.
There's so many people.
What, like 582,000 at this point?
Yeah, I think it was up to 83 last time I checked.
583,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just climbing every day.
Yeah, we're huge.
And
we're big in Japan, too.
Pretty big in Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, they're certainly a big part of the market.
Yeah.
I think we're looking at releasing, like, a Japanese album soon.
Yeah, yep.
And, you know, just because it is.
Yeah. It's a big part of our lives.
Yeah. It's a big part of their lives, too.
Yeah. It's important to get back.
Konnichiwa, Japan.
F*** Jaeger.
It's like complaining to a virgin, like, you're no good at this. It's my first time. Well, you should be better. You should have practiced ahead of time. You should have had this all under control before I got here. What are you doing?
Why the little baby Jesus invented porn, damn it.
Invented what?
Porn.
Oh. Yeah.
That was less funny. God, you suck.
F*** off, Chewy.
I'm not Jaeger. point out that when you hit the desk or table or whatever for that loud, sharp noise, my bedroom light went out. Like, at the exact same time. And that's why it was so easy for me to be quiet, because I was speechless. Because you went, and my light went out. And I was like, whoa.
I have superpowers. I thought I should just let you know that.
I appreciate that.
I can turn off lights from states away.